Welcome to Luther for the Busy Man, the eighth week after the Sunday of Trinity. Sunday, our scripture reading comes from Matthew's Gospel, chapter 7, verses 15 through 23. Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravenous wolves. You will recognize them by their fruits. Are grapes gathered from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? So every healthy tree bears good fruit, but the diseased tree bears bad fruit. A healthy tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a diseased tree bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Thus you will recognize them by their fruits. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. On that day, many will say to me, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name and cast out demons in your name and do many mighty works in your name? And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers of lawlessness. Our scripture lesson comes from Matthew chapter 7, verse 12. So whatever you wish that others would do to you, do also to them, for this is the law and the prophets. After explaining the commandments of God as reported in Matthew chapters 5 and 6 and in the earlier part of chapter 7, the Lord concludes his discussion with the words, whatever you wish that men would do to you, do so to them, for this is the law and the prophets. This is a Christian doctrine and a neat summary of the whole of Christianity. Following on this, we have the present gospel, in which the Lord performs the office of a godly shepherd and teacher and warns us to beware of false teachers. It is as though he meant to say, there you have your doctrine. From now on, beware of other doctrines. For it is certain that wicked teachers and false prophets will arise wherever this word is preached. This we must consider very carefully, that there are two brands of doctrine, correct and good doctrine, and false misleading doctrine. There are two brands of doctrine, one always to be found alongside the other. This is how matters have stood from the beginning, and this is how it will be until the end of the world. We achieve nothing at all by withdrawing in silence and seeking security without troubles and annoyances. The wicked doctrine of men, the devil's doctrine, and all our foes will oppose us unceasingly. We must never imagine that all our battles are over. We're not yet out of the woods. Hence, the Lord gives us a very serious warning and says, beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravenous wolves. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, you have given us very clear, precise teaching and instruction on what we are to believe as your disciples. Implant your word in our hearts in such a way that we understand and keep it. For your truth's sake, amen. Visit ambassadorpublications.org to purchase the print edition of this devotional. The Luther for the Busy Man podcast is produced by the Free Lutheran Bible College and Seminary in Plymouth, Minnesota. Visit lutherforthebusyman.org to receive each day's devotion in your inbox. And go to flbc.edu for the latest from the Free Lutheran Bible College and Seminary. Start here, go anywhere, grounded in God's Word.